and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Friday, the 7th of August, and Daily Dits is your behind-the-scenes deep dive into stories across the Forces world. And now we're in the summer, aren't we? So we are in the height of Families Day season across the UK with RAF Odeum last week, HMS Sultan this week, and today we're heading to Anglesey in North Wales, to RAF Valley. Essentially, it's the UK's equivalent to Top Gun. And coming at us from the Families Day, we have our very own Jess Bracey. Hi, Jess.
A very happy Friday to you, Lauren, from a very sunny, which is very rare here in Anglesey, North Wales at RAF Valley. It's an absolute joy to be here on Daily Dits.
And we're basically taking Daily Dits on the road again, because you're coming at us from the Families Day.
I am indeed. We should be making more of a habit of this on a Friday, because it's such a nice way to end the week. It is a glorious day here in Anglesey. So like you said, it is the home of basically UK equivalent of Top Gun. So this is where you see the likes of the Red Arrows or Typhoon pilots or F-35 pilots. This is where they do their initial training. But it's made up of so many other amazing aspects as well. So you've got, you know, mountain rescue, you've got the fire crews here. You've got all of those people working behind the scenes to make sure the jets get up in the air. And Families Day is all about saying a big thank you to the community here at RAF Valley for all the sacrifices they make, the work that they do, and just celebrate a day of being an amazing community.
So Jess, seeing as this is a Families Day, and Families Day tend to mean that you get to be up close and sometimes even get to see the inside of aircraft and various things like that, please tell me there's lots of aviation stuff on display.
Oh, there certainly is. I may or may not have just snuck into the hangar where the Red Arrows jets are. And I was like, can I borrow your office and have a look around the jet? And they're like, absolutely, come on in. We love BFBS. My name's Gary. I was in the Falklands. I've done this many tours of Falklands. We love BFBS. Come and sit down. Here's the Wi-Fi. And that just goes to show how much of an amazing community it is. But yeah, this day is all about the jets. So we've got so many flying displays happening throughout the day, including the likes of the Texan, which is one of the aircrafts that the pilots train on. We've also got the Juno helicopter, which again, a training system up here. We've got Typhoon doing a display. We've got the Raven, Strike Master. And as well as everything going on in the air, we've got so much stuff happening on the ground as well. Loads of amazing local charities, national charities. And I've also been given a tour around a Formula One car with a team from Aston Martin. He was like, oh, I'm ex-military. And I was like, tell me your story. And just so many lovely people to chat to and just have a nice day in the sunshine.
Formula One at an aviation base?
I know, tell me about it. But do you know what? There are so many links between aviation and Formula One teams, because they're like, it's basically like being on tour, because you do deployments, you go overseas, you have time away for your families. And there have been so many videos that they've done collaborations for the military and Formula One. You might have seen some of like Lewis Hamilton, George Russell in recent times. So yes, I was very excited to see an Aston Martin Formula One car here. As soon as I walked in, I was like, we need to have a chat. His name is Dan, and he's been telling us why it's so important to get around family days like today.
Very, very honoured to be here with the team. I used to work with Wing Commander Butterfield in my previous life in the Armed Forces, so it was really nice to be able to support this Families Day today.
And how does it feel to be back on a military base after your time serving?
Yeah, it's you know, I was here yesterday and I got shown around the hangars over there for I think 4th Squadron, I think it was. And yeah, it brought back lots of memories, the smells, the sounds, the banter hasn't changed at all. So yeah, it's really nice to be back on a military base. Yeah, for sure.
And tell us about your history going from military to Formula One. That's quite a journey.
Yeah, I've been very, very, very fortunate in my career. But yeah, I joined the Royal Navy when I was 20 years old as an aircraft engineering technician in the Fleet Air Arm. So I worked on Merlin helicopters, Sea Kings, and a brief stint on HMS Ark Royal as Air Engineering Department. Unfortunately, I was made redundant in the defence review cuts in 2012, which at the time was, you know, yeah, it was one of the worst things that could have happened to me. I'd expected to serve for my full 22 years and come out and do whatever. However, that wasn't to be. So, yeah, I ended up working for Babcock, working on search and rescue helicopters at Wattisham for a bit, and then ended up a brief stint working for Flybe Aviation Services, working on the A400 at RAF Bryce Norton. And yeah, took a bit of a leap of faith and applied for a job working for a GT team, for McLaren GT. Fortunately got it, and then, yeah, ended up working for Renault Formula One team, as was at Enstone, before moving to Red Bull Formula One team, and then I've now been at Aston Martin for the last 2 years.
And what is Formula One life like? Because you always see it on TV, it looks so glamorous, but I can imagine it is just like a circus.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's quite akin to military life. You know, it's a detachment, constantly away. So the reality is it's not glamorous as you see on TV, perhaps, particularly for mechanics and technicians and the guys that work on the race team. When you turn up, you're working and it's long hours, normally somewhere reasonably hot as well, somewhere like Singapore or Malaysia. So yeah, it's not all glamorous. However, it's a great lifestyle. I've been very, very fortunate to see some amazing places that I wouldn't have seen and meet some pretty incredible people. So yeah.
And I couldn't do a Formula One interview without doing a pit lane kind of walk around. Tell us what we've got around us and give me a bit of a show around.
So we have the AMR 26 show car here. So that's this year's Formula One car. So it's got all of our sponsors and it's the same livery. It is a replica car. So Fernando Alonso and Lance Stroll are our two drivers. My mind's blown when you've got fast jet pilots looking at this like this is the most impressive thing in the world. And there's me from the other way looking at them like they're the most impressive things in the world. And fortunately, the team has also lent us the DBX 707. So this is the actual team's Formula One DBX car that we use.
In the far end, we've got an area where we get hands-on steering wheels.
Yep.
And I can imagine that it draws a lot of attention because people see it on the TV all the time. But to actually get their hands-on must be quite fun.
Yeah. I mean, so we've got some real car parts from previous years. I think most of these are from the AMR 24, so 2024 car. So yeah, we've got a steering wheel, which I believe was the previous iteration of the team. It was a racing point from 2018. I think that's Sergio Perez's steering wheel. Yeah, you do realise that they are pretty superhuman, much like, you know, pilots and military personnel. They have to, you know, do a lot of work, you know, a lot of time. So yeah.
They always do quite a lot of collaborations as well. There's been videos of Lando Norris going up with the Red Arrows. You've had George Russell going in a Typhoon. Mm-hmm. That's quite cool that the two worlds collide because, like you said, they are quite similar. Just one's in the air, one's on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that a Formula One car is effectively an upside-down aircraft. We produce our lift to push us down. We have this downforce. But as I say, the worlds are very similar. I say you're away from the country. It's like being on detachment constantly. And the banter's the same. I'm not sure I could ever have a normal job, to be honest. I think my military background stood me in good stead in working in motorsport. You know, I would, you know, don't want to steal people away from the military. However, you know, I'd love to employ more people that are from a military background because that mindset, that gut and determination is something that we, you know, we desperately want in F1.
Jess, it sounds like if we've got some eagle-eared listeners who are maybe in the military and coming to the end of their career and thinking, where can I go next? They have a career lined up for them in the Formula One industry. Isn't that cool?
I know. And chatting to Dan, they also have like an armed forces network there made up of veterans. So it's like a ready-made, wonderful community to be part of. So yeah, to see them here today was such a dream.
So why would you say this day is so important for families?
As a military spouse myself, I've been living in Anglesey now for just over a year, and it is quite an isolating place. I always say it's a little bit like the Falkland Islands because it's quite remote. It's far away from friends and family. You get four seasons in a day for anyone who's been to the Falkland Islands. You do have to do the door drills of holding the door down so it doesn't fly off in the wind. And days like today, as well as many other family days right across the Army, Navy and the RAF, is that day to say a massive thank you for all the work that the families do. And also to show off all the Gucci stuff that they have here because they have so many amazing pieces of kit and aviation and so much to show and tell those that don't know too much about the base. It's that behind the scenes look, just like daily dits, to go, right, this is what actually happens behind the wire. This is what your loved ones are doing, your friends, your colleagues are doing on a daily basis. And to show that off and say thank you with an air display as well, which is always very, very nice, is just such a fantastic day of the year here.
I often think that about families' days, that it's great for kids to visualise what mummy and daddy do at work. And I think that that is so important because then they get to come away and they've got an image in their head of what it is that they do and where they work and who they work with as well. Because sometimes you tend to see that, you tend to meet people and things like that. And I think it's always a brilliant way to showcase what it is that they actually do, especially for kids.
It's so true. When we did Month of the Military Child a few months ago, we asked the kids to go on basically work experience with their mums and dads. And they were like, oh, I thought they just worked on a laptop all the time. So to take them into their own workplace, show them the office, show them the aircraft they're working on is so special. And the amount of times we hear, you know, the adults talking about that one moment of inspiration that wanted them to sign up for the military, serve their country. Was it a family day? Was that an air show? And I'm sure so many little kids from today will go away with that same feeling, with some merchandise as well. And I'm sure some cotton candy along the way, because it wouldn't be a family day without some sugary treats. But yeah, it's where the inspiration starts. And a massive thank you. And you know, for me personally, living up here is kind of like a bittersweet moment of thinking, oh, this is my last family's day here. And it's been such a nice community to say goodbye to.
And Jess, what have been some of your highlights so far on the day? What have you been doing like this morning and things like that?
You know me, I've been out and about chatting. That's what I've been doing this morning. It's been so good just walking the grounds. Because again, like on normal day-to-day life, you don't get to come behind the wire onto the base. So to walk along the airfield to meet some of the charities, I met an incredible charity who raises awareness for men's mental health. I've chatted to the Formula One team. I've been speaking to the community engagement officer about what he does. He's certainly been really busy over the summer holidays, organizing trips away for the kids on base. They also organize like craft nights and days away for all the families here as well. So just meeting members of the community, enjoying the air displays as well. Just as I was coming into the hangar here, we had one of the American Hercules aircraft from RAF Lakenheath. So that's been amazing to see, that you don't see on a normal day-to-day basis. And yes, a busy day ahead of Typhoon displays, Texans, helicopters, and I might even go on the fun fair as well.
I hope you've got your earplugs. It sounds like it's going to be a noisy day, but a good one at that.
It certainly is. Yes, ear defenders at the ready.
Definitely needed. Well, Jess, I don't want to keep you any longer. I want you to get yourself back out there and get yourself on that fun fair. I could do with a selfie with you on a waltzer or something. That would be great.
I'm on it. Don't you worry, Lauren. I won't let you down.
I love it. Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's not just the weekend. We've got a brand new episode of The Lobby for you to sink your teeth, well, ears, into. And this week on The Lobby, the team is one host down as Jonah enjoys some well-earned annual leave. And apparently a growing collection of fish and shrimp. I don't know. I'm going to guess they cover it in the episode. Danny, Owen and Lena catch up on another action-packed week in the BFBS Pro League before welcoming Stimple Bog from the Royal Navy Krakens to the podcast. You can catch the brand new episode of The Lobby on the BFBS radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you next week.